Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, ADHD 2.0 New Science and Essential Strategies for Thriving with Distraction, From Childhood Through Adulthood by Edward M. Hallowell, offers a revolutionary perspective on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Moving beyond the traditional discourse that often focuses on challenges and limitations. Instead, this book presents the latest scientific research and practical advice for individuals with ADHD, emphasizing the potential to lead productive and fulfilling lives. It is a synthesis of cutting-edge neuroscience, decades of clinical experience, and personal stories that illuminate the varied realities of ADHD. This book is not just a manual but a beacon of hope, showcasing ADHD not as a disability, but as a different way of thinking that, with the right support and strategies, can be harnessed into a powerful advantage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding ADHD in the new era. ADHD 2.0 builds upon the foundation of recognizing ADHD as not merely a disorder of attention deficit or hyperactivity, but as a complex neurological condition that involves executive function challenges, emotional dysregulation, and variable attention capacity. The authors argue that traditional perspectives on ADHD often miss its nuanced reality, which includes both of vulnerabilities and strengths. By incorporating the latest neuroscientific findings, ADHD 2.0 offers a more comprehensive understanding of the brain's wiring in individuals with ADHD, emphasizing how the condition affects motivation, memory, and mood. The book underscores the importance of personalized strategies that acknowledge the unique brain architecture of each person with ADHD, leading to more effective management. Secondly, the power of connection. One of the central themes of ADHD 2.0 is the incredible power of connection as both a coping mechanism and a tool for thriving. Hallowell and his co-author delve into the significance of relationships in managing ADHD symptoms, arguing that social connections can provide the necessary support, understanding, and motivation. They highlight how isolation can exacerbate ADHD symptoms, while a strong support network can amplify one's strengths. This section also explores practical ways to foster meaningful relationships, whether it's through seeking support groups, building stronger familial bonds, or developing effective communication skills. Through engaging anecdotes and evidence, the authors convincingly make the case for prioritizing relationships and ADHD management. Thirdly, reframing ADHD from deficit to difference. In this insightful section, ADHD 2.0 challenges the traditional deficit-focused view of ADHD, advocating instead for a strengths-based approach. The authors argue that while ADHD comes with its set of challenges, it also brings unique strengths like creativity, empathy, and the ability to think outside the box. By reframing ADHD as a difference rather than a deficit, individuals can begin to see their condition in a more positive light, opening the door to self-acceptance and empowerment. This narrative shift encourages the reader to focus on harnessing their strengths, rather than being solely fixated on overcoming weaknesses. The book provides concrete strategies for individuals to identify and cultivate their unique abilities, contributing to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Fourthly, strategies for everyday success, ADHD. 2.0 is replete with practical advice and strategies designed to help individuals with ADHD navigate their daily lives more effectively, from managing time and organizing tasks to dealing with procrastination and enhancing focus. The authors provide actionable tips tailored to the unique challenges of ADHD. They emphasize the importance of structure, routine, and the use of tools like schedules and reminders to create an external framework that supports internal focus and productivity. The book also discusses the role of technology in managing ADHD, including apps and software that can aid with time management, organization, and task prioritization. With these strategies, individuals with ADHD can leverage their strengths to overcome obstacles and achieve success. Lastly, the role of medication and therapy. This vital section of ADHD 2.0 addresses the contentious issue of medication and therapy in the management of ADHD. The authors provide a balanced view considering the benefits and potential drawbacks of pharmacological treatment and advocating for informed, individualized decisions. They highlight the significant role that therapy, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and coaching, can play in developing coping strategies and enhancing executive function skills. Importantly, the book stresses that medication and therapy are not one-size-fits-all solutions, but part of a broader holistic approach to ADHD management that includes lifestyle changes, environmental modifications, and personalized support systems. By presenting the latest research and expert opinions, ADHD 2.0 demystifies these treatment options, aiding readers in making informed choices about their care. In conclusion, ADHD 2.0 by Edward M. Hallowell is a must-read for individuals with ADHD, their families, educators, and clinicians. It offers a refreshing and empowering narrative that shifts the focus from deficits to strengths, from challenges to opportunities. By combining the latest scientific research with practical advice and personal anecdotes, the book provides a comprehensive guide to thriving with ADHD. The strategies and insights shared can benefit readers by promoting self-understanding, enhancing relationships, and improving daily functioning. Ultimately, ADHD 2.0 encourages individuals to embrace their unique way of thinking and leverages their strengths to lead fulfilling lives. Whether you are newly diagnosed, a longtime advocate, or someone interested in understanding ADHD better, this book offers valuable perspectives and tools to navigate the complexities of ADHD. If you would like to support Edward M. Hallowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.